All the headlines about mad cow disease may lead some people to think eating a hamburger has become a high-risk activity. But most experts say the chances that the disease will ever show up in beef on the dinner table are tiny. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more on putting the question of risk into perspective.
When scientists like George Gray of the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis consider risks, they like to go to the numbers. For mad cow disease, they look to Great Britain. That's where mad cow disease was first identified back in the 1980s.
They, at this point, have identified, that's actually seen, almost 200,000 mad cows. And the best scientific estimates are there may have been a million or more in the country. So this is a situation where a million or more mad cows over the course of about 20 years has led to approximately 140 cases of human disease.
In his opinion, a small risk for people.
It comes out to something on the order of 5 to 10 deaths per year over the last 20 years. And if we compare that to things that we know about, for example, in the United States, 15 people a year on average die of dog bites.
But Michael Hansen of Consumers Union says the risk of the human form of mad cow disease is still unknown and has to be considered on a population level.
Even if a risk is small from the viewpoint of an individual, say a risk of 10 in a million or 100 in a million, though that's a very small risk from an individual perspective. But when you're looking at a whole society, it's definitely one where action needs to be taken to protect public health.
He says the public is more interested in some hazards than others. You don't generally see a lot of concern about salmonella and E. coli in food, which kill thousands of Americans each year. There's a scientist who spent a lifetime trying to figure out why people are frightened of some risks, but not others. Paul Slovic is a professor of psychology at the University of Oregon and heads a nonprofit research institute.
When the outcomes are very dramatic or emotional, that can overwhelm our sense of the probability of these things. So if something is very dreadful, like a terrorist act or the human form of mad cow disease, that may inhibit our ability to appreciate the probability of such events, which may be very, very low.
Slovic says mad cow disease and its human equivalent hits a number of hot buttons. It's a horrific disease that takes years to develop, and consumers can't identify infectious material. Also, it's up to government officials and producers to prevent it, and people don't trust them. Harvard's George Gray says people, or at least the media, have a hard time settling on the right things to worry about.
Mad cow has pushed flu off of the front pages, and yet, according to the Centers for Disease Control, there are tens of thousands of deaths from flu in the United States every year. I think we're pretty safe in saying that there are going to be very, very few, if any, deaths from the human form of mad cow disease.
This year's flu season illustrates how changing notions of risk can cause problems even when there's no change in the risk itself. Last year, manufacturers were left with 12 million unused doses of flu vaccine, so they cut production this season. Then the deaths of a few children put flu onto the front pages, and suddenly there was not enough vaccine for some of the most vulnerable people. Harvard's George Gray says there's a risk in being overly worried about risk.
We know that people being concerned, being worried, being fearful is bad for their health. So more perspective on risk should actually help people be healthier.
Perspective helped the health of the Canadian beef industry. After a case of mad cow disease last May, the Canadian government ran an ad campaign putting the risk in perspective and calling on Canadians to eat local beef as a patriotic act. Beef consumption went up. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.